The partners involved in creating a new zero-carbon building just east of downtown Spokane celebrated a milestone Monday. The topping-out ceremony at the Catalyst Building marked the laying of its last structural piece. The Catalyst Building is a product of a partnership between Avista, the engineering firm McKinstry, and Katerra, that's the firm that recently opened a factory that makes cross-laminated timber beams in Spokane Valley. Craig Curtis is Katerra's chief architect.
These panels that you see out there are the first panels to come out of our new CLT factory in Spokane Valley. This factory is the largest investment that Katerra has made to date, and I'm proud to see our first panels right here in Spokane.
The new building is located at the south landing of the new Gateway Bridge in the University District. It will house four Eastern Washington University programs: computer science, electrical and computer engineering, and visual communication design. This is Eastern President Mary Cullinan.
We're going to have hundreds of students here, along with faculty and staff. At any given time, there'll be classes going on, and we're going to be working to break the frontiers of technology and work with our community and industry partners.
The building is scheduled to open for classes next fall. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.